This spring, it's out with the old and in with the awesome. As in with the fastest, most reliable internet powered by Xfinity XFi, which means incredible coverage even when everyone is online. Plus, it's in with finding all your favorite live TV, Netflix, Prime Video, and more just by speaking into your X1 voice remote. Don't miss the Xfinity Spring Sale. It's out with the old and in with the simple, easy, awesome. To learn more, click, call, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speed vary.
They were named after a brewery.
102.9 The Whale Rock Gossip.
Kind of. Tomorrow is the 55th anniversary of the Moody Blues formation in Birmingham, England. Denny Lane was in the band, and he joined up with Ray Thomas, Mike Pinder, Graham Edge, and Clint Warwick. They're going to have their band, and they wanted to get a sponsor. And there was a brewery called Mitchell's and Butler's. They wanted them to sponsor the group, so they called themselves the M&B 5. That really didn't work for them. Here's Graham Edge and Mike Pinder with the details.
They owned a lot of pubs now in Birmingham, and so we were hoping that they would love the name and book us into those a lot, which of course they didn't. And then we were stuck with them, M&B, as the initials.
So I thought M&B. One of my favorite things that had stuck with me was Duke Ellington's Moody. We got that piece of music. And I loved the name of it. So I said, Moody Blue. M&B, Blue, Moody Blues, Moody Blues 5.
They had success with one song, basically, Go Now, which featured Denny Lane. But now Lane and Warwick left the group. Justin Hayward and John Lodge joined the group. And they came up with this weird concept album, Going Through a Day, with orchestra and rock. And that was called Days of Future Past. Nothing to do with the X-Men. And out of that came the song Tuesday Afternoon and Nights in White Satin. Out of that came Fame and Fortune and eventually the Rock Hall of Fame. All right, you've heard the rumors Guns N' Roses are going to have an album. We keep hearing that. I mean, remember Chinese Democracy? We heard that rumor for 13 years. So who knows what's going to happen. But Duff McKagan is going out on tour by himself. He's got a little short tour, so he's available to ask about the new album, if it's going to happen or not. Here's Duff.
Anything we do right now is super positive. Even like talking on the phone or sending silly joke texts to each other is super positive, and we're in a very good place.
So they're getting along and they're in a good place. That still does not answer the question.
Rock Gossip, 625 and 825 every morning. 102.9 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.